Hey, are you ready? Good. It's gonna take us about 20 minutes to get to her place. So just try to relax a little bit. Like I said, I know this is risky, but I know we can pull this off if we're both super careful. Just sit back and close your eyes for now. I'll let you know when we get there. Hey, sorry. I told you I wasn't going to bother you, but I gotta ask you something real quick. I really hope you don't mind me asking either. I mean, you don't mind, do you? Okay, good. I've just been thinking, and I really need to know, what is it that you see in Diana? Or saw, I should say. I mean, okay, so she's the sexiest girl in school and her body is literally perfect, but what did you really see in her? Is it her confidence, her personality, her seductive nature? What is it? Really? Yeah, I guess I understand. I mean, she looks like she could bring any boy to his knees anytime she wants, honestly. I guess all it comes down to is her looks for some boys. You know, most of the time when both of us are around a bunch of guys, all of them seem to acknowledge her more than me. I mean, I'm not as hot as she is, but I'm pretty damn sexy, if I say so myself. Sometimes I just don't understand why I can't be as popular as she is. Fuck. Sorry. I should be focusing on the road, shouldn't I? I won't bother you for the rest of the ride. I promise. I'll wake you when we get there. Hey. Hey, we're here. Okay, listen. Here's what we're going to do. You stay here in the car until I get back. I'm gonna let Diana know I'm here. She's expecting me about now. I'm gonna tell her I'm tired and I need to crash in a room for a bit. I'll go in, open the window, and then I'll text you. All you have to do is come to the window and climb in, and we can look around. After we're done, we sneak back out and drive off. Sound good? Good. Wait here. I'll be right back. Okay. I'll be over there in a minute. Hey, bitch, what's up? Hey, Dee. What's up, babe? Damn, you are fucked up right now. No! I literally only had like 2 hits from Jackson's vape pen. Trust me, I am perfectly fine. But god damn, Trace, you're looking like the baddest bitch alive tonight. Just between you and me, you're so sexy, I would definitely go lesbo for you. Thanks. But you need to stop lying. Either you took way more than 2 hits from that pin, or that shit you're smoking is strong as fuck. Like Snoop Dogg strong. Okay. Maybe I did have a little more than I thought. I want to take a hit to start your night off, right?
No, I'm good. I'm actually a little tired right now. Do you think I could crash in your room for a little bit?
What? Are you bullshitting me? You literally just got here. You haven't even started drinking yet.
I know, But I didn't get enough sleep last night, and I didn't want to show up here too late. I really hope you don't mind. It's just a quick little power nap.
Oh, I don't mind at all. You can go. On one condition.
Condition? Yep.
Take a hit from this vape, Tracy. I'll let you go after.
Come on, Dee. Can I just...
What did I say?
Fine.
Strong, isn't it?
And minty.
Okay, you can leave. But when you're done up there, can you check my phone and let me know if anyone texted me? It's charging right now.
Sure. I'll let you know.
Cool.
Hurry up. Come on. Okay. I don't know what it looks like, but that note has got to be around here somewhere. And thank God Diana left her phone up here. We can probably delete those pictures too. Let's start looking. See anything yet? Fuck. Just keep looking. I'll go delete those pictures from her phone. Oh no. God damn it. She changed her fucking password. I don't know why. She just did. Maybe she knew that with those pictures on her phone, she needed more security. But we don't have time to worry about that right now. Just keep looking for that paper. Still nothing. Fuck. Hold on. Let me look through her closet. What in the... Hey, come here for a second. This is her diary. I guess sometimes there are things you can't share about yourself, even with your best friends. Fuck it. Let's look at this shit. Wow. These pages are full. I wonder what she's been writing about. Damn. Check this out. This page is recent. March 20th. Today was a pretty good day, I guess. Definitely one of the better ones I've had this month. I can't deny that I still feel a little insecure about myself, so I wouldn't say today was perfect. I feel like every day is just a step to truly finding my inner peace. I'm not the happiest girl that I once was before that day. It changed me forever. I still hate my so-called parents, too. I can't stand to be around them. They still act like selfish assholes all the time. Sometimes I wish I could go back in time to change the past, but I know that I can't. No matter what I do, and no matter how many people I take advantage of, I can't get that day out of my head. I just hope that one day I can be truly happy and satisfied with myself. Then that horrible day would be nothing but a distant memory. Damn, that's deep. I had no idea she was like this. No, seriously, I had no idea. Diana was never really open with me. I mean, I know she has flaws and she can be insecure sometimes, but I had no idea she was like this. The real question is, what day is she even talking about? It makes me wonder. Whatever that day was, maybe it was the reason she acts like this. Maybe it's why she's so manipulative to all these boys. Yeah, I don't know either.
Trace, are you awake?
Shit! Hurry! Open the window and climb out!
Trace, I hear you talking in there. Open the door.
Hold on, Dee! Look, go to the car and wait there. I'll be back in a few.
Took you long enough.
Sorry, I was just a little sluggish getting up. What do you need?
I came to get my phone. I needed to check my Instagram. But enough about me. Why the hell did you lock the door?
I mean, I didn't want anybody disturbing me while I'm sleeping, Dee. It's kind of obvious.
Well, I think it's kind of obvious that this is my room. And I don't think it's okay for someone to lock themselves into my room.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry about that. But you know what? I just got a text from my mom anyways. She needs me to run some errands, so I gotta get going.
Okay. I guess I'll call you tomorrow.
Great, thanks. I'll talk to you then. Hello?
Hey, Trace.
Hey, Dee. You okay?
Well, if hungover and lying in bed with a trash can beside me is okay, then consider me great.
Damn, girl. You really got fucked up last night.
You know me. This isn't the first time, and it sure as hell won't be the last.
True. Hey, I want to say sorry for locking you out of your room last night. I was kind of stupid, not gonna lie.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that.
Really?
Yeah. Because I know exactly what you were doing in there last night. And who you had with you.